you're here. Fellowship sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Reading from Genesis chapter 1, verse 29. Then God said, I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth, and every tree that has fruit with seed in it, they will be yours for food. Oh, Marianne, I'm getting hungry.
Oh, yeah, I am too.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, July 13th, 2022, and a crowd pleaser.
Yay.
Rob Seenberg is back in the studio with us. It's been some months since your heart surgery, and you haven't been...
March 17th, yep.
Since March. So the surgery is the 17th, so yep. Probably a week or two.
You know what? I was in the hospital almost a month. Then I was in residential rehab, and they put me back in the hospital. So I have a testimony about this, but this is not the day.
Yeah, we'll get you out for a testimony.
Absolutely.
There you go. But Rob Seenberg is our copy editor, very involved in the Prime Lifetimes publication. He and Mary have been longtime supporters of the radio ministry. He's a servant at heart. Many other things I can say, but we'll get into our Prime Lifetimes
publication. The world is now set right on his axis. Rob is back. We're good to go.
Rob is back. And he's been doing a little more gardening. We are just hearing some of the testimony where he can only do one little thing that exhausted him, and then he did some more baby steps and was able to do or accomplish a little more, and then recently was able to spend, I think, almost an hour or so.
Like an hour and a half with a friend who likes to grow his herbs in my garden.
Sure. So anyways, we're glad that you're back and you're on rehab. I guess it's still about another year to maybe...
Well, I have cardiac rehab sessions 3 a week for 6 weeks. I'm in the middle of that. Hard work, wearing a heart monitor. After that, I'm kind of on my own to keep pushing and getting well.
Yeah, we were talking about the puns and different things that we say and jokes, and he still has
it.
Anyway, so it's the Prime Lifetimes in Review. It's Wednesday, and this is the time when we love to pull out our beloved publication. In fact, we're up to our eyeballs in the August edition, Marianne.
What does that statement even mean, up to our eyeballs?
Rob?
It's getting pretty deep in here, guys.
It just sounds awful.
Yeah, up to
my eyeballs. Close your eyes when you're up to your eyeballs? What do you do?
Yeah. So we're up to our eyeballs in work and getting the August edition put together.
Oh, if it's work, we shouldn't be having that much fun.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, and we get paid to do this, so.
That's right.
Yeah, thank you, God, for his mercy and his grace. We were talking about that earlier, too, as we were praying. Isn't it wonderful that we serve a God?
Yes.
That every day he offers us new mercies and grace, and that he desires all to come to know him, which is great conviction for all of us, even people we disagree with, maybe people we don't like. God desires that
group.
All come to know him.
You bet.
And so we need to be cognizant of not only that fact, but recently we're talking about prayer. We should be praying for those people, praying for those in authority over us, praying for our pastors, our family, our neighbors, praying that all come to know God. And we were talking about the Holy Spirit bringing healthy conviction into our life. I wish we could have almost recorded some of
we need to do that sometime.
What we had to say.
You had a lot of good stuff to say, Mark.
Yeah, a lot of good passages in
Thank
the Scripture,
you.
God's inspired word that can encourage us and guide us. It's not only a handbook, but a love letter, and it's practical and full of insight. And I think we were talking, Rob, also about reading through the Bible, and sometimes we can camp out on one verse for weeks
or a passage
of Scripture for a month or two. So,
amen.
God's Word, we recommend it. God's people, we recommend you rubbing shoulders with them, yet not exclusively where you fail to serve others around you. People that believe differently, people that are maybe struggling in life, people that you need to give that caring, compassionate look or care or deliver a toothbrush to their mailbox.
Oh, that's a story about me. Rob brought me a toothbrush when I had COVID, so that's what he's talking about.
Yeah. And he didn't want you to brush it off. What was that?
Yeah.
Rob's full of them. Got a, what is it? Was it Roger Dayton? Dangerfield. I have a million of them.
Rodney Dangerfield. Yeah.
I got a million of them. So, okay, so it's Thursday, so we're going to have time to read some listener letters and wave at Jim Gunther, who stopped by the studio. We always appreciate Jim stopping in and saying hi.
He's waving.
I don't know. Do that wave again. What was that?
Oh, that's the Queen's wave. That's the royal wave.
No, the papal wave is this way, right?
Oh. You know, I said the Queen's wave.
Yeah.
Well, we're off track.
The hand around. Yeah. Isn't that the papal wave?
The Queen's wave.
That's the Queen. Okay.
Yeah.
So before we start reading,
royal way.
So before we start reading an article from page one, I was very blessed to make page one.
Do you call it page one or the front page?
The front page usually, but in my case, it's page one. So
that's the copy editor speaking. It's the front page.
So we are blessed to have a team of proofreaders, technically cold readers, who, after I review an article from a contributor and make any changes that the copy editor thinks should be made to make it read better and to be more accurate and so on, then it goes out to one of our three cold readers. And today I want to give a shout out to Karen Harrison because she reviewed this article for me and made some good comments. She always does. And she mentioned that she used to take her brood of kids off to the Pontius, off to the Pontius Berry Farm. And she'd say, what if the kids eat some while we're picking? And and he would always say, we'll just weigh the kids on the way out. So that really tickled me, and I couldn't figure out any way to put it in the story. So I
contributed by telling Rob that blackberries are my basically favorite fruit.
It's pretty good stuff.
And what was the story early on that you were talking about, the difference between the red and the black berries?
Oh, let's not get into that.
We're starting to lose products from the store shelves, but black raspberries are probably 100 times as common as red raspberries, and those are much more common than the gold raspberries. But you cannot find black raspberries in a store. You have to go out on the farm and pick them somewhere in a fence row or something.
However, we're talking about blackberries.
These are the real deal. But if you sold black raspberries today, people wouldn't know what they were. I'm sorry to tell you. So, the great blackberry heist.
Oh, here we go.
I know this is impossible to imagine now, but in the old days, people would go to your blackberry patch and steal blackberries by the dozens of gallons. Now you can't even get people to go pick berries for half price. A few years ago, a convent near Mendota, Illinois, had to appeal to a Boy Scout troop to rescue their annual U-Pick strawberry crop. Customers just suddenly quit showing up one June, and that was that. But we're talking about the ancient 1950s, when people in the hill country annually put up hundreds of gallons of blackberries, blackberry jam, and blackberry jelly. I really enjoyed a dish of fresh blackberries with cream or milk on them. If I couldn't eat them fresh, I wasn't nearly as interested in berries. That's not to mention wild plums, wild fox grapes, domestic grapes, elderberries, raspberries, black and red, strawberries, apples, think fall cider, pears, and so forth.
Hey, back to the wild fox grapes.
Yeah, there are wild grapes that are little tiny things, but fox grapes are pretty big, and they might go 3/4 of an inch. In a year with enough rain, they're really good grapes. You can make jelly. You can just eat them. So fox grapes are bigger wild grapes. And if you were part Native American as I am, you would already know that.
Oh, yeah.
So
glad you added that in.
My parents, well aware of the stealthy ways of the nefarious nefarious blackberry bandits, had their own, had their own patrol force. Five little Seidenbergs went out daily during blackberry season to pick as many of the plump, sweet, juicy berries as humanly possible. I won't name anyone, but some ate as many as went into their buckets. There's lots more to this business than you might imagine. The berries grew on steep hillsides with lots of other tall plants, many with briars. And there were always next year's blackberry vines. They would bear the following year. They, too, had plenty of thorns. We're on page 16 now for those who are following along.
Yeah, that means turn it over.
Then there were the insects. Let's see, we had deer flies, pesky little triangular rascals who always attacked the back of the head. Many varieties of flies, but especially giant horse flies.
Yeah, those bite.
Oh, they drew almost as much blood with one bite as phlebotomist takes for a blood sample. The mosquitoes rose in swarms and settled over every part of one's body. Territorial paper hornets nested just overhead. Ground hornets stung unwary berry pickers who dared to tread in their nests. Last but not least, we had wood ticks and chiggers, Trumbiculidae aerotrumbucula, Chiggers left behind, swallowing the following day wherever clothing was a least bit tight. Blackberry season in Northwest Illinois stretched from the end of July.
People that are hearing you read this are like, no wonder nobody wants to go out and pick berries anymore.
That's a good point.
I'm not sure I'd go now. Blackberry season in Northwest Illinois stretched from the end of July into the first week or so of August. It was always very hot, but one didn't plunge into our blackberry jungle in shorts and a t-shirt. First, you would come out badly scratched up. Second, you would fall prey to every marauding insect known to plague humankind. The mosquitoes would eat you alive. Oh, yes, let me reemphasize the chiggers. Our strategy was simple. We wore long pants, usually tucked into work boots. We wore long sleeves. Our collars were turned up. We wore caps with heavy claws underneath.
Cloths.
Well, it should be pronounced cloths instead of cloths. There's a difference. Okay, anyway. We wore caps with heavy claws underneath that hung down over our necks. Around ankles and wrists, we tied cotton rags soaked in kerosene.
Hmm.
We dabbed kerosene on forehead and cheeks to fend off mosquitoes. Don't try this at home.
Oh, yeah.
We tried cleaned out metal paint buckets around our waist with baler twine. Even a skinny kid could accommodate 4 or 5 buckets at a time. The twine ran through the bales of the buckets. You could pick like mad using both hands, rapidly filling your berry buckets. Woe unto him who fell and spilled the hard-earned berries. Once they disappeared into the grass and underbrush, they were gone forever. You might collect 1 in 100 that you had dropped. One day we arrived at the patch to find an unknown vehicle sitting nearby. It was an enormous black car. Almost all cars were enormous and black back then. We knew all our friends, neighbors, and relatives' cars. This one was not among those. Our orders in such cases were simple. Hide quietly until the berry thieves came out of the patch loaded with our berries, confront them politely but firmly, and send them down to the farmhouse where they would have to deal with our mom, who would find them 50% of the berries they had stolen. We hid and waited. Eventually, what seemed to us a very old man and woman emerged from the patch carrying a big turkey broiler full of berries.
They're probably, what, in their 40s, 50s? Very old.
Probably about the age I am now.
Yeah.
We confronted them and gave them a spiel. They docilely drove down the lane to the farmstead where Mother exacted her toll. Most people today wouldn't venture into such inhospitable places for a few blackberries. I'm not sure I would. But that day we foiled the thieves and reaped the rewards of our watchfulness. Of course, we picked another 20 gallons or so ourselves after the thieves drove away.
Copyright, Rob Seidenberg. The Great Blackberry Heist.
Front page on the July edition of the beloved Prime Lifetimes publication, available at over 400 locations throughout central Illinois and west central Indiana. Woohoo! All right.
I love it.
Very good.
I love that article.
Okay, so we have time for some listener letters. So,
okay.
Marianne, how about jump-starting us? This is feedback that we receive from you, our beloved listeners, whether you write or fill out a response card or a note or something on stationery. Some of you send in a colorful card. I think we have one or two to describe for you today, and Marianne will lead off.
All right. This is from Alice in Springfield.
Hey, Alice.
She says, don't change your music programming. I listen to Bill Pierce at 11 p.m. His program is called Night Sounds, and his signature sound is a song called, Rob, what's it called?
Beau Soir.
Ah, thank you. That's
it
French.
It means beautiful love or lovely evening.
Oh, that's nice. By Debussy. Oh, with a haunting sound that I find soothing for a good night's sleep.
And I'll point out, some may say, well, Night Sounds in Springfield, how can that be? Well, in Springfield, like Champaign-Urbana, there's two different frequencies with two different formats. So a number of our Springfield listeners don't understand that if they tune over from 89.7, which is the flagship station that gets out all over the area, if they tune in 105.3 FM, it's a different format, and Night Sounds is on the air. So that's the Great News Radio format.
Okay.
So people in Springfield can get two different formats. And Night Sounds, it's a great program on in the evening.
Well, that's
fortunate.
But
that's on 105.3 FM for those of you in Springfield that can get it.
Good.
Okay, this is from Edna in Forsyth.
Hey, Edna.
Thanks for sharing the warmth of your radio WLUJ station. And she crossed out the word home. Thanks for sharing the warmth of your home. And made a new, repurposed the card. It's a lovely card, by the way.
That
and
is
on
nice.
The outside, it has a pineapple growing on a pineapple plant. That's
like
how they
that.
Grow. They don't grow from trees, folks. And
oh,
it takes 2 years to get the fruit. And here she has one on the front. It's lovely.
We have a little lesson
it
here.
It says, you're yeah. so nice. And so she says, I'm sending my grateful thanks for getting to meet Joyce, Tim, and Mark Burns.
Mark Burns.
That's me.
sweet Donna and her kind voice and speech
yeah,
giving
Wayland.
His daily weather report. Enjoyed the delicious chocolate cake. Butch's meat was so well.
Yeah, the chocolate cake was Portillo's.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so well enjoyed. Yeah, and appreciated. He dashed upstairs and printed out the recipe, but Amanda and I failed to get a copy of the barbecued meat.
Oh, we have that recipe. Actually, if you yeah. come in, it's laid out. I think we have a few copies.
You have to pay $100 to get it. No.
But she would have to drive over here from Forsyth, which is just north of Decatur, so maybe we can figure out
a way. Springfield, there's extra copies
I think
there, too.
There's people yeah. that would pay $100 for
yeah.
that recipe.
Oh, it's a great,
it is,
good recipe.
Yeah, it's good.
Could I ask for a copy of his recipe?
Yes. I wonder if we sent her one.
I don't know, but you know what? Let's check.
Oh, Karen may have done that. She got that.
Thank you, WLUJ. You certainly have added to my rich life in Christ, getting out God's word and love to Central Illinois. Again, my thanks and appreciation, Edna and Amanda of Forsyth.
Isn't that a great
so
letter?
That's
that
cool.
is.
Oh, yeah. It's wonderful.
I like it when people send cards.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Very
this,
nice.
This is on our Great News Radio WGNN WLUJ response card. And this comes from a couple in Danville. And it looks like Donald writes, praise the Lord! Exclamation point for a wonderful work! Exclamation point. Thanks.
Nice. Well, this is short and sweet. This is from Linda in Champaign.
Hey, Linda.
Wishing you all blessings. Thank you. With a little heart.
I'll take that. Drew. I'll take those
yeah,
blessings.
Amen.
Thank you. This one is from Jerry in Springfield.
Hey, Jerry.
The Lord's blessings upon everyone with WLUJ.
Nice.
I listen almost daily. Thank you for great teaching and music. Behold, the Lord cometh. Even so, come, Lord Jesus.
Come quickly, I think.
Praise God.
Yeah, amen.
Yeah, Maranatha, right?
He writes us all the time. Thank you, Jerry. This comes from Glenn and Carol from Atwood. Thank you for all you all do! Exclamation point. We appreciate your programming and community involvement. God continue to bless your efforts! Exclamation point. Hey, appreciate that.
All right. This is from Ken and Cheryl in Decatur. And it's pretty short and to the point. We love Southern Gospel. Woo-hoo. Cheryl and Ken.
Hey, thanks, wow. guys. Thanks for your
That's
support.
Important.
Yes, thank you.
And from Jeanette from Danville. I'm thankful for my job at Danville Rescue Mission Community Thrift Store so I can support your great ministry. Jeanette, Danville, Illinois.
Hey, thanks, Jeanette. I think we read one from her last week.
I think we did.
Before, yeah, because there's a Jeanette wrote, there's a Jeanette and Rick and Jeanette from
yeah.
Rantoul that always write us.
Yeah.
Anyways, this comes from Russell from Verdon, Illinois. Peace be with all of you at WLUJ. Your ministry feeds me. This will bring food to the storehouse! Exclamation
oh.
point. Praise God. 3 exclamation points. I get all the exclamation
you
points.
You do.
Keep feeding the flock! Exclamation point. Hey, thanks, Russell. Thanks for your support.
Nice. This is from Lolita in Champaign.
Lovely Lolita.
I like that.
I've been to Israel with Lolita a time or two.
It's a beautiful name. This is to Mark and Holly.
Oh.
It was great. Great to see you. Your new place is so nice. Love you, Lolita.
Yeah, the new place, we had that grand opening, I guess a few months back.
Yeah.
5 or 6 months. I don't know. It's been a while, but it was a great open house here. We're at Marketplace Mall in Champaign, right between Lens Crafters and Old Navy. Now, we always have to clarify, you can't access us from inside the mall. We have our own private outdoor entrance.
Okay, that's one way to put it.
Which reminds me, tomorrow we have an activity here. It's called the Four Truths About Long-Term Care. And it's
being put on by our Thrivent Friends. It's a free event, and they told me yesterday people can still register. It's at 6:30 right here, and some of the Thrivent team will come out and let your family care about you rather than for you. Mm-hmm. So they're going to give some strategies, some insights, some information on how to best prepare for the future. That's tomorrow night here at the Great News Media Center at 6:30, and it's hosted by Thrivent Financial of East Central Illinois. And in fact, there'll be light desserts, and come and join us. It's about an hour, hour and a half, and we'll be instructed and guided and informed about learning four truths about long-term care.
They stopped in, a couple of them stopped in on Tuesday just to look over and kind of get organized and check out their equipment. And such nice people.
Yeah.
And long-term care is an important thing.
Yes,
it really
yes.
is to have.
And yeah, wait until you're my age. You'll really appreciate
yeah,
it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been praying up, how do we provide that long-term care to keep you around for a long time?
Yeah, yeah. You're here for a while.
As long as I can still garden, I'll be okay.
Okay.
So, Carol from Milford.
And I always have to say, sweet Carol. She's a dear friend and a dear supporter and involved in this radio ministry in so many ways, and has traveled to Israel and on some of the local trips we've taken, and is a total encourager, writes us each and every month.
And that's a beautiful
yeah.
card.
It's a lovely card, and on the front we have all kinds of flowers, and also we have a gold star, which gives you pause because that represents someone who's lost a loved one in the line of duty in the military. And then there's a red, white, and blue banner tied on one of the pots.
Nice.
And then the same thing I mentioned in the back. Anyway, she
And she
says,
included all sorts of little inserts and
yeah,
handouts, a bookmark, a
she's
joke.
Got, yeah, this tells how to take care of the United States flag.
And you wrote an article about that in July, too.
It's in this paper, but this one's a lot more concise than mine is. And then bookmark from the VFW. And then she gets a church newsletter, and it's got a couple funny things and some other stuff in there that she shared with us, which is nice. So thank you very much, Carol. Dear Great News Media, my donation this month is in honor of my dad, mm-hmm. a dear friend in the Veterans Hospital at 98, and all others who dedicated their lives to serve our country. Also, to the families that followed, sometimes living with less, unfortunately. My dad passed at 68. Hmm. God bless America. She's got a little heart before and after that. And Great News Media for spreading the gospel. Thank you, Carol from Milford.
Hey, thank you, Carol.
Yeah, and thank you.
Thank you, listeners, for taking the time to write us. Your feedback is always important and helpful and encouraging, and your financial support keeps us being able to proclaim the good news message of Jesus 24 hours a day, 365 days of a year. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Marianne Simpkins, and Rob Seidenberg,
Yay.
And Jim Gunther in the distance with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.